She studied Lord Jason boldly. The last time she had seen him, he had been jesting with her uncle at her wedding feast. The Malisters stood bannermen to the Tullys, and his gifts had been lavish. His brown hair was salted with white now, his face chiseled gaunt by time. Yet the years had not touched his pride. He rode like a man who feared nothing. Catelyn envied him that. She had come to fear so much. As the riders passed, Lord Jason nodded a curt greeting, but it was only a high lord's courtesy to strangers chance met on the road. There was no recognition in those fierce eyes, and his son did not even waste the look.
"He did not know you," Sir Roderick said after, wondering.
"He saw a pair of mud-spattered travellers by the side of the road, wet and tired. It would never occur to him to suspect that one of them was the daughter of his liege lord. I think we shall be safe enough at the inn, Sir Roderick." It was near dark when they reached it, at the crossroads north of the great confluence of the Trident. Masha Heddle was fatter and greyer than Catelyn remembered, still chewing her sour leaf, but she gave them only the most cursory of looks, with nary hint of a ghastly red smile.
"Two rooms at the top of the stairs, that's all there is," she said, chewing all the while. "They're under the bell tower, so you won't be missing meals. Though there's some thinks it's too noisy. Can't be helped. We're full up. Or as near as makes no matter. It's those rooms or the road."